Aaron Gwynn.
What up, man?
It's been a while, bro.
It has been too long.
I wanted to tell you, day one training, you came through like a rocky section way too fast, offline, and you didn't give a fuck, and that's literally when I knew you were back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might have been... Like, was it the pre-hop over the log, and I did not get the pre-hop?
Yeah, but you didn't care.
I just about
you lifted your pedal over the stump, and you made it through.
I cared a little bit in my heart when I thought I was gonna.
Yeah, but you didn't
die.
But you didn't shut it down.
Yeah, we moved on.
Yeah, but that raw speed was back, and that's what we saw today.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was good. I felt honestly really good all weekend. I felt really good this morning, and I think, I mean, honestly, like, it's amazing to be back on the podium.
Could have even been a bit better. There was mistakes.
Yeah.
You and Finn had some big ones.
For sure. I think Finn and I both, like, lucky to be alive a little bit. I just felt, a little bit of a half step off my whole run, like, compared to what I was this morning. I wasn't riding horribly. I just didn't really feel like I was killing it. I was a little late on some of my turns. Like, kind of was struggling with the balance of how hard to push.
Maybe
you're
just not used to going that fast again, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, and I remember, like, halfway down the run, I was getting a bit frustrated with myself. I'm like, dude, this is a race run. You need to get your crap together. And then I almost had a real big crash and lost a bit of time, and thankfully held it up and finished the run. It was a little messy, but honestly, I was kind of surprised to be in the lead at the bottom. I felt like I left some time on the track, but very nice to be having kind of what I would consider not to be my best running on the podium again. That's a good step.
Not to open up a can of worms, but like, what do you think's kind of kept you off this pace the last, say, 2 years or so? I mean, there's been a lot going on. COVID, time injuries, new bikes, all sorts of things.
I think for me, it's been a bit of a combination of the equipment. But even saying that, I mean, I podiumed on the other bike in Portugal and felt like I had good speed. I think for me, it's been time more than anything. I've had so many weird setbacks where, like, you land on a loose rock in practice, have a huge crash, kind of nothing you could do. Like, last year wrecks my whole season. I just feel like I haven't raced more than twice a year, and then I get hurt. I mean, this year was the same. I started off first race of the year. I think I got 30th in Lourdes or something. Had a big crash there. Really didn't show kind of where I felt I was at. But I've just had a couple more races to work myself back into it, whereas the last couple years I've been going out after round one or two, and I just haven't had the time. So
that makes sense, yeah.
I think for me, just having time on the clock, being able to be comfortable racing again and have that time has been really the biggest thing. But obviously, I feel like we've made really good gains with the bike, the tires, brakes, like everything on the bike. The whole team's been working so hard to kind of really give us what
it's
we need.
For all of you,
and so now, like, I feel like we're just starting to really hit our stride. We've got good things coming down the pipe too. So my plan this year was just to build each weekend and really try to get myself in a position to challenge for an overall again next year. And so far, I feel like everything's kind of going to plan.
Folks back home are going to go wild in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, man, can't wait to be back in the home crowd. There's nothing like it. So the crowd here was awesome this weekend, though. Pretty epic new track. Like, dude, just had a lot of fun. It was awesome.